1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The state government says it's reached an interim deal with nurses and midwives who have been fighting for more pay. The union has accepted a recommendation made by the Industrial Relations Commission. It'll see staff given a 3% pay rise for now in exchange for not holding any more strike action affecting patients. Thousands of nurses and midwives walked off the job last week for 24 hours, causing disruptions to hospitals across the state. The Albanese government is being urged to use the budget surplus to help struggling households. Michael Packey reports.
The final budget outcome shows a $15.8 billion surplus for the last financial year. The back-to-back improvement has been driven by lower government spending, making up for a reduction in tax revenue. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie argues the government should be using the surplus to help families with cost-of-living relief.
So we can put bread and milk on the table for our kids.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers maintains the government has been delivering support and keeping the nation's finances in check.
Not instead of providing cost of living relief, but in addition to providing cost of living relief.
Dr. Chalmers admits the economic challenge will get tougher, with the budget likely to be in deficit next financial year.
A new report shows economic productivity is going backwards despite Australians working longer each week. The Productivity Commission says the key measure rose slightly last financial year, but fell by 0.8% in the 3 months to June. Experts say increasing productivity could lead to higher wages and better living standards. Productivity Commission Deputy Chairman Alex Robson says right now we're making little progress.
At the beginning of COVID, measured productivity rose, it then fell dramatically, and now we're basically trundling along at the same level that we were between 2015 and 2019. So it's a decade-long deadlock in productivity in Australia.
The coalition is calling for a faster response to the display of Hezbollah flags and photos of the terror group's dead leader at protests across the country over the weekend. The federal government is warning any non-citizens who took part could have their visa cancelled. But police say they can't make arrests unless people acted with intent to incite hatred. The New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner, Peter McKenna, says they've commenced investigations into the Sydney event.
We're certainly investigating those offences now. The fact of the matter is there is some nuances to that legislation, but certainly we are in the throes of investigating it now. We have detectives looking at each of those matters.
Israel is expanding its military operation in Lebanon, striking dozens of Hezbollah sites in the Bekaa Valley in the south of the country. The BBC's Yolan Nell has more from Jerusalem.
We have now Israeli military action on multiple fronts at the same time, still very much concentrated on Lebanon, where the Israeli military chief of staff has said Hezbollah must be hit hard. We've been hearing these assessments that the Israeli military believes that much of Hezbollah's firepower has been destroyed, suggesting this is why we haven't really seen, even since Hassan Nasrallah was killed, big barrages of rockets being fired.
A man who kidnapped a four-year-old from her family's tent in remote WA has failed to have his sentence reduced. Terence Kelly attempted to appeal against his 13-and-a-half years jail term for snatching Cleo Smith from the Blowholes campsite in October 2021. Cleo was missing for 18 days before finally being found by police alone in a room at a property in Carnarvon. Her kidnapping sparked one of the biggest police searches in WA history and made headlines worldwide. And major floods and landslides in Nepal have killed almost 200 people. Authorities believe the death toll will continue rising as recovery and rescue work steps up across the Himalayan region.
Hope Sport.
The Storm head to the NRL judiciary tonight in a bid to free Nelson Asoa-Solomono to play in the grand final. He'll need an unprecedented double downgrade of his grade 3 careless high tackle charge. And Travis Head has taken 4 wickets to help Australia beat England by 49 runs in the 5th one-dayer in Bristol to win the series 3-2.
Hope weather.
Mostly clear tonight, wind south to southeasterly at 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, heading to tops of 22 degrees. Wednesday, a shower or two, a high of 20. Thursday, partly cloudy and 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 103.2.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only 4 villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected 3-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Ian Moorbank and earlier Glassville has heavy delays remaining westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road. Delays all the way back to Fairford Road. Also very busy northbound on the Hume into the M5 as well. M7 Hills, a 4-car crash on the Prospects Highway at Johnson Avenue. The Australian Women's Health Diary helps raise funds for breast cancer research. Buy the diary that saves lives today from newsagents and participating post offices. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. It's great to be out and about with you.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. Now, in a day where the Bankstown train line's been getting a lot of attention, there's actually another big change coming for one of the other arms of Sydney Transport. I'll let you know more soon. In the meantime, this is Tiesto and Tate McRae on Hope 103.2.
I know it's 10:35 and I can feel your arms around me. Let them drown me. All I know is 10:35 and I'm thinking, thinking, God, you found me. That you found me. Every day I go places in my head. Darker thoughts are hard to know. They look like monsters under my bed. And every time it's like a rocket through my chest. The TV make you think the whole world's about to end. I don't know where this night is going.
Yeah. Hope 103.2.
Speaking hope into your lives.
I knew I was broken, but there was no one that I could tell. Praying felt like I was throwing pennies in a wishing well. And I started believing I was cursed to carry this weight. I was listing the reasons of why I should walk away. Until grace called my name. Oh, I didn't know I could be free until grace found me. Until grace broke these chains. Oh, I didn't know I could be free until grace found, your grace found me. I'd be looking at a future full of question marks. But I don't have to have all the answers if you have my heart. In you, I'm finding redemption a little more with every breath. Brand new like the morning.
Torren Wells, Hope 103.2. Sydney's ferry fleet will be electrified over the coming decade in a major shakeup that could result in the last three large Manly ferries being retired by 2030 as they're replaced with freshwater-like vessels. And under the state government's plans, all diesel-powered vessels, they're going to be replaced with locally built electric or hydrogen ferries by 2035. It also means 9 First Fleet ferries are going to be retired by the end of the decade. That's after more than 4 decades in service. The large freshwater class ferries, we all know for the Manly Circular Quay route, which is Sydney's busiest, are set to be retired by July 2030, unless their licences to operate are extended again. Now, do you take the ferry to work? What's it like? I've always thought that'd be the most enjoyable way to get to work. Let us know on the text line 0448 40 2020. Alicia Keys, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just
just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within, and I've been there before, but that life's a bore so full of the superficial. Search for a fountain. The promise is forever young. You know, some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and
for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. He does. Love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's our politicians, they're so political. They don't wear miracles, but He does. Oh, by the way, He is, He was. What if it was true? Knows you more than you. He does. Oh, by the way, He lives, He loves. What if Jesus saves? Oh, by the way, He knows us. He sees us. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was. No one loves me like He does. He does. Oh, by the way, He is, He was.
Brandon Heath, Hope 103.2. Lynn from Sydney Olympic Park says she loves getting the ferry into work each morning. If it's really rainy or rough, though, there's always a train and a bus. Good point, Lynn. Enjoy your trips to work. Keep those coming through. Hope 103.2. The number here, 0448 40 2020.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2. Is your soap making your dry, sensitive skin worse? The answer could be as simple as Soap de Villa's divine range of goat's milk soap. Soft and gentle on skin and a trusted natural remedy for your skin irritations. Proudly Australian made and packaged in eco-friendly materials with free delivery. It's the goat of soap. Station sponsor Soap de Villa. Luxury in every bar. Order now at soapdevilla.com.au and save 10% with promo code RADIO.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
In Rurunga, an earlier truck breakdown, still taking out a southbound lane in the North Connex Tunnel, just past the tunnel entrance. The M5 still busy heading westbound, 3 Reedsby into Moorbank. That's after an earlier couple of crashes this afternoon. Homebush West busy heading southbound on Centenary Drive. In Newtown, look out for delays in both directions on King Street near Enmore Road. Darlinghurst starting to clear up now, heading southbound on the Eastern Distributor. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
In 2009, international recording band The Fray released an insightful track called You Found Me. The song lyrics are actually great theology, not about God, but humanity. The song opens with a very intriguing stanza. They write, "I found God on the corner of First and Armistead. I said, where you been? He said, ask anything." If God gave you the opportunity to ask anything, what would you say? If you're like most people, you want to ask where God is when it all goes wrong, when the weak are abandoned and evil prospers. The Fray does not try and answer this question, but the second key phrase resounding through the lyrics is, "You found me." God finds us in our confusion, pain and disappointment. God stands with us, reaches into the darkness and finds us in unique and powerful ways.
Carl Faze for DailyNudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
You stripped your love down to the wire, fire shining cold alone outside. You stripped it right down to the wire, but I see you behind those tired eyes. Now as you wade through the shadows that live in your heart, you'll find the light that leads home. 'Cause I see you for you and the beautiful scars. Take my hand, don't let go. 'Cause it's not too late, it's not too late. I see the hope in your heart. And sometimes you lose and sometimes you're shooting broken arrows in the dark. But I see the hope in your heart. Darkness in the light, the kind of blue that leaves you lost and blind. The only thing that's black and white is that you don't have to walk alone this time. You have to tear down the walls that live in your heart to find someone you call home. Now you see me for me and my beautiful scars. Take my hand, don't let go.
broken arrows in the dark. But I see the hope in your heart.
The positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope 103.2.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning. It's grown weak, no words left to speak. I fall to my knees, 'cause I know what I need. You are the light when my world goes dark. Hold me together when I'm torn apart. When my thoughts have run way too far, you're the calm for my anxious heart. Silence above all the noise. Burdens light when you're lifting it up. Fears terrified by the sound of your voice. 'Cause you don't grow weak. Your word is peace. I fall to my knees, 'cause I know.
Hope
103.2.
Let's stay together.
Hey, I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me.
then turn around and make up. Baby, I just can't see.
Sebastian, Hope 1032 Drive. We're talking about the ferry network being upgraded. Now, if you do get the ferry in, I guess tomorrow would be a good day for it. We're looking at a sunny one with tops of 19.
Oh, no. The latest season of Money, Faith and Finance podcast has wrapped up. But here's the good news. Bonus episodes.
For you, including how to be smarter with money and your burning questions answered.
Hey, I'm Ben from the Money, Faith and Finance podcast. You can always share a back episode with a mate, rate, review it. Join the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group. Almost 600 members. And Money, Faith and Finance podcast will be back season 6 real soon.
How can you live your best days ever?
My name is Wendy. Adela Foundation supports me and other people with disability to live in the homes we love with the support we need to build our life skills and to support our employment journeys. They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Station sponsor, Endeavour Foundation. Visit endeavour.com.au. Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with the most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Yeah. 1032.
I am flying over all these words that can be done. Won't stop fighting for love.
Tokyo, Amsterdam, Mexico.
Shepherd, Hope 103.2, good afternoon. While looking at the community notice board, I've come across a brilliant program that supports remote and rural congregations. Coming from Taree and having lived in a few regional towns, this sounds like a fantastic initiative. It's called Saltbush, and if this resonates with you and you'd like to help, you can go to their Spring Faith this Saturday in Pennant Hills to support rural and regional congregations by shopping at the op shop with clothing reduced to $2 an item. And they've got books, plants, freshly baked bread and cakes. Yummo, there's something for everyone. If you want all the details, get to the community notice board, hope1032.com.au.
Hope 1032, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Here's principal of station sponsor Wycliffe Christian School, David Johnston.
We're a learning community in the beautiful Lower Blue Mountains with a Christ-centred heartbeat. From preschool to year 12, our focus is promoting rich and intentional learning. Our staff are passionate about helping our students find their place in God's world and investing in their God-given gifts. Wycliffe is accepting enrolments, so come and talk with us about how we can partner with you on your child's educational journey.
For details, Google Wycliffe Christian School.
In Maroongo, a truck breakdown, closing a southbound lane in the North Connex Tunnel, just past the tunnel entrance. The M7 looking good in both directions through the Light Horse Interchange. No delays heading westbound on the M2 through the Lane Cove Tunnel. In Newtown, still seeing delays both ways on King Street at Erskineville Road. Bondi Junction, a clear run heading westbound on Old South Head Road at St Ironfield Drive. In Chilora, busy southbound on Rookwood Road on the approach to Brunca Road. I'm Thomas Reeve. There'll be another check on Sydney traffic tomorrow at 6 a.m. on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
There's a girl in the corner with tear stains on her eyes from the places she's wandered and the shame she can't hide. She says, how did I get here? I'm not who I once was, and I'm crippled by the fear that I've fallen too far to love. But don't you know who you are, what has been done for you? Don't you know who you are? You are more than the choice that you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. Well, she tries to believe it, that she's been given new life. Oh, but she can't shake the feeling, well, that it's not true tonight. She knows all the answers, and she's rehearsed all the lines, and so she'll try to do better, but then she's too weak to try. Oh, but don't you know who you are? You are more than the choice that you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You are more than the choice that you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. This is not about what you've done, but what's been done for you. You've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You are more than the choices that you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade.
Enjoy the sunshine with Hope 103.2.
Go on.
We go hide away in daylight. We go undercover, wait out the sun. Got a secret side in plain sight. Where the streets are empty, that's where we run. Everyday people do everyday things, but I can't be one of them. I know you hear me now. We are a different kind. We can do anything. We could be heroes. We could be heroes. Me and you. We could be
that encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
right now. I feel so close to you right now. Stopping us right now. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Text on 0448 40 2020.
to dawn. On we march till we